Baik, untuk perkembangan seterusnya, izinkan saya berbahasa Inggeris. Blockchain technology has the potential to revolutionize the management and maintenance of intellectual property rights, or IPRs, by providing a secure, decentralized, and tamper-proof database for managing ownership and transactions related to IPRs. This ensures that ownership of IPRs is not controlled by a central authority, such as a government agency, a corporation, or an individual, but rather stored on a distributed and transparent ledger that is constantly updated by a network of users, causing it to be difficult for any user to manipulate or control the ownership of the intellectual property. This is especially important in industries such as music, film and software, where piracy and the unauthorized use of intellectual property can be a major problem. Now, in conjunction with World Intellectual Property Day, celebrated yearly on April 26th, we have the right authority to speak with us today on the line. It's technologist Muhammad Roydin Osman, which is the Vice President of Innovation and Commercialization, Talis University Centres. All right, firstly, can you share what are some of the potential benefits of using blockchain technology for managing and maintaining intellectual property like IPRs?
Thank you. First of all, I would like to thank Astro on behalf of Taylor University for having us here online at Astro Awania. So basically, in terms of blockchain, I think the basic understanding is, what is blockchain? A lot of people do not understand what blockchain is. So blockchain is basically a database, but not just a normal database. It is a distributed ledger technology that is constantly growing, with permanent records of all transactions in a secured chronological and immutable manner. This means that it's unchangeable. So the applications of blockchains can vary from, logistics, from payment system, banking, KYC, and with the World Intellectual Property Day, basically it is the benefit of blockchain in developing intellectual property platform on blockchain platform is basically to improve the security. So improved security means that this technology provides secure and tamper-proof record of all transactions. So let's, for example, when we register an IP on a blockchain platform, it is tamper-proof. So nobody would be able to change because it's being stamped, time-stamped in the network of distributed ledger. So that's one of the advantage of using blockchain. The other is it is transparent. Yeah? Transparency meaning that for a business who has a trademark, a brand, for example, Astro Awani, when Astro Awani, registered the Astro Awani brand, let's say, for example, in 2002, it is being timestamped in 2002. So in 2023, nobody can claim Astro Awani as a brand and can challenge it because it had already been timestamped by the network of blockchain. So that's the transparency. The other portion of it is it will reduce cost of managing intellectual properties and operating intellectual properties. So in this aspect, typically when we manage, when managing intellectual property on a blockchain platform, normally it will be at the national level or at the government level where one entity would develop this platform which allow it to be registered for a country. So that will improve the transaction, the efficiency and the effectiveness of managing this IP.
Mm-hmm. Now that you explain how does the blockchain works specifically in managing and maintaining IPRs, now how can the system be used to record and track ownership and licensing for agreements, patents, copyrights, trademarks and perhaps other types of IPRs?
Yeah, that's a good question, Nabila. This has always been a challenge,
or being tracked manually, because over the years maybe an information about the particular intellectual property maybe has been damaged or has been lost, and such. So with blockchain platform, there is a technology within the blockchain that is called smart contract, and this smart contract are used to track intellectual property, registered intellectual property, for example, a song. So when an artist develop a song and they upload it on the on the intellectual property platform, so it's considered registered, because the identity, the digital identity verification has been stamped. So for any plagiarize, is very difficult to what I can say, it's very hard to copy it because it's already being timestamped. And this, how the smart contract manage the IP is by distributing, managing the process of the licensing agreement and identifying the royalty payment when the listeners start paying for the music for downloading. So when you pay for the music online using the IP intellectual blockchain platform, you will get the music. So, but once you download and you try to share it with other listeners, you won't be able to listen it, because this is where blockchain has very strong secured component to it.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of sharing, plagiarizing, protecting plagiarizing, yeah.
Okay, maybe can you share what are some of the potential drawbacks of using a central authority to manage and enforce ownership and usage rights to intellectual property, Roydin?
Okay, so basically in terms of the drawbacks, let's say for example, yeah, this is just an example. So if you register an IP in 2010, and then if the central, and then in 2012, there's somebody else trying to share, trying to register the same IP, and maybe at that point in time, it's not being recorded. So when the IP is not being recorded in a database or somewhere, it can possibly be overwritten by the person who registered in 2010. So that is, that can be a mishandling if, you know, the system is not tracked properly. But because when you use blockchain platform, it is being kept secure, so it is being tracked chronologically. That means that there will be no abuse, or there will be no self-interest in trying to grab the brand from the previous owner who registered for the brand but never commercialized the brand. And then with central authority, the transparency may be not there in terms of the transparency, because in terms of processing the IP, it takes many years, or maybe days, maybe weeks. So with blockchain technology, the registration of IP can be very fast. And then the cost, reducing the high cost of paying for the registration of IP, for maintaining the intellectual property with a patent agent and so forth.
Okay.
So this can be reduced, yeah.
All right. With a minute remaining, Roydin, briefly, in what ways can blockchain technology make it easier for small businesses, especially, and individual creators to enter the market and compete with established players?
Okay. For small, medium enterprise, I think not focusing on building the blockchain itself, because building the platform, it needs a society, a group of evangelists to build that particular platform. But taking advantage of this type of blockchain technology, for example, if you are an artist, a musician, right, and getting a record label to buy your songs is very difficult. Now, individually, you can create your own song using many softwares, Adobe softwares and musical softwares. You can upload the song yourself on this platform and start selling your music, not just in the Malaysian context, but in global context. So now you don't have to go through music labels to sell your music. You know, it's much more transparent, it's much more open, it's much more globalized.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are an artist, you can develop your own song, craft your own song, and then you upload it on the music, on the online blockchain. And allow the people to listen to your music, and if they like it, they would purchase it and download it.
All right.
To their mobile phone.
And that is technologist Mohd Roydin Osman, the Vice President of Innovation and Commercialization, Talis University Centre. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me today. And Yagawani will go for a short break. We'll be right back.